QCQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. My name is Duncan. My location is Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, call KO4JKV.
Control, announcement.
Announcement.
KO4ZEW, Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey. This is Ben. Just wanted to... Tomorrow night, some of the club members are going to get together on 10 meters. 28.445. Step up or a step down if it's if the frequency is in use. But we're doing this kind of an experiment to do some local 10-meter work, and that portion of the band is technician-friendly. So if you are able to access HF equipment and or 10 meters, 7:30 tomorrow night, Tuesday, that 28.445, we're just going to have an experimental check-in.
For ZEW, this is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that sounds fun, Ben. I have that written down, and I'll definitely fire up the radio and see if I can hear anybody. Well, let's see if I got that right. Tomorrow, you're going to have an experimental kind of free-flowing net on 10 meters. On 28.445, give or take, and which is a technician-friendly portion, and that's at 7:30 p.m. Is that correct?
That's correct. As I said, very informal. We're just going to see who shows up and how things are working.
Sounds good, and I'll be sure to mention that towards the end of it. But, well, thanks for that, Ben, and let's see. You want me to go ahead and check you in now?
Could please, if I'm not already on the pre-net check-in, go ahead and check me in, but we'll check there just to be sure.
Pre-net check-in, so, all right, sounds good, Ben, and thanks for that info, and I'll mention that at the end of the net. All right, any other announcements or bulletins for the net? Call KO4JKV. I'll begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the Rag 2 portion. Tonight we're going to start off with the pre-net check-ins and then Echo Link before we go to the RF section. Pre-net check-ins, we'd like to check in KC4PLT. That's Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Charlie Kilo Tango, that's John in Honeypath. KC4WGG, Patrick in Rome, Georgia. NC9V, Leon in Hendersonville, North Carolina. KE4DXJ, Wendy in Hendersonville. To check in W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. AA4GH, that's Gus. He's in Indianapolis, Indiana, this evening. And then KO4ZEW, that's Ben, we just got off off the radio with, in Malden. Then we'd like to welcome KG4QLQ, that's Linda in Piedmont, along with Don, KG4PFI. They're down there in Piedmont. To welcome WA4JJZ, that's Andy in Aiken, South Carolina. Then KQ4ZWS, Christine in Traveler's Rest. Then KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley. Then KQ4YQI, that is Jose in Taylor, South Carolina. here, and let's check in with our EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Tube Internet, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown, Summit, and I'll hang around.
Nick Control, please check in. KR4CZI, that's Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Zulu, India. Walter, I'm in Anderson. Negative and negative, and I'll stick around for the rate you. Good evening, everybody on the net.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KN4RJN, that is John in Brown Summit. Good to hear you tonight, John, and we'll get back to you for some comments. Then we'd like to welcome KR4CZI, that is Walter in Anderson. We have you down for some rag chew. All right, that's it for our Echo Links. Let's go to the RF section. Tonight being Monday night, it is Echo Through Hotel. So we do this alphabetically. If the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters E through H, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
KO4JKV, please check in. Kilo Romeo 4 Foxtrot November Charlie, that's KR4FNC. This is Rick, I'm in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative tonight, and thank you so much for calling the net tonight.
KKV. Second, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in Canada, North Carolina. I will be negative negative tonight, Duncan. Thanks.
Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot Hotel X-ray, KR4SHX. Jamie Gaffney, negative and negative. Thank you.
Net control, please check in Kilo 4 Echo Charlie Mike K4 ECM. This is Andy Spartberg. No traffic.
Control. Check in Kilo Romeo 4 Echo 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 KR4 EEE Greg in Hendersonville. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Not Duncan, I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo 4 JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KR4FNC, that's Rick in Simpsonville, then KC4EZN, Harry in Candler, North Carolina, KR4FHX, Jamie in Gaffney, South Carolina, then K4ECM, that's Andy in Spartanburg, and then KR4EEE, that's Greg in Hendersonville. Thanks, everybody, for checking in. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group, call KO4JKV. Up to India through Lima, I through L, call KO4JKV.
KJV. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73 is for each one of you.
KJV. Hope you and your family are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment.
Before JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome KK4JFO. That's James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Then we'd like to welcome W4IOE, that's Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in, everybody. Any other stations in the India through Lima group, call KO4JKV.
4JKV. Evening, if you would please check in Whiskey 4, Japan Echo Tango. WW4JET, it's Matthew here, Northern Pickens County, and no traffic tonight, and short time.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome WW4JET. That's Matthew in Northern Pickens County. And we've got you short time tonight, so feel free to secure your station whenever you need to. Thanks for checking in. All right, let's see. I think we're on Mike through Papa. If not, let's we're doing Mike through Papa, M through P. Call KO4JKB.
For JKB? Duncan, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec Shoals, and should be negative and negative.
For JKV, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KK4ONO. That is Lorena, and she brings along her husband Rick. Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey. They're in Piedmont by telephone relay. They're checking in their daughter Michelle. Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec in Ware Shoals. Thanks for checking everybody in tonight. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4PXB. That's Lloyd in Simpsonville. All right, any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group, call KO4JKB. Kurt, so let's go to Quebec Through Tango. Q through T, call KO4JKB or net control.
KO4JKB. Good evening, Duncan. Thank you for calling the net. Please check in 0TR. November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative, sir.
KO4JKB. Good evening, Duncan. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty. I'm mobile in Duncan, headed back to Moore. No traffic, no comments. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Rusty.
For JKV. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf, KO4QOG. This is Chris in Liberty. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Rusty.
KO4JKB. Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor. Ross, Radio Ocean Sugar Sugar. QTH is Taylor, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net, Duncan. Hello, everybody on the net.
4JKV. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. 7-3.
JKV. N2SWJ. That's Scott down in Greer. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome N0TR. That's Tom in Greer. WU2T, Rusty, mobile down there heading to Moore. Then KO4QLG, Chris in Liberty. Then KV4RV, that's Ross in Taylor's. Welcome KK4JBQ Larry, and he brings along his wife Donna, KC4MFK. They're down in Greer. Then we'd like to welcome N2SWJ. That's Scott in Greer. Thanks everybody for checking in. Any other stations in the Quebec Through Tango group, call KO4JKV. Going down the alphabet, let's go Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, call KO4JKV.
Kilo Juliet 4 Whiskey Hotel Oscar KJ 4 Who Rick Mobile. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Good to hear some voices.
4JKB. If you would please check in Kilo Quebec 4 Zulu Lima Echo. That's KQ4ZLE. This
This is Anthony. I'm in Townville on Lake Hartwell. I'll be negative, negative. Good evening, sir. Do you and everybody on the net?
Poor JKV. And everyone on the net, please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net.
JKV. Again, Kilo, Oscar 4, Whiskey, Tango, Quebec. This is Greg and Greer, negative and negative.
JKV. And KQ4VRD, that is Kilo, Quebec 4, Victor, Romeo, Delta. This is Adam in Simpsonville, and negative, negative. Thanks for calling that.
KQ4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KJ4WHO. That's Rick in the Greenville area, mobile down there. Then KQ4ZLE, that's Anthony in Townville. N4ZLK, that's Shane in Cleveland. And then KO4WTQ, Greg in Greer. And then KQ4VRD, Adam in Simpsonville. Thanks everybody for checking in. Any other stations in the Uniform Through Zulu group, call KO4JKV. Brings us to the top of the alphabet, which is Alpha through Delta, A through D, call KO4JKV. Check-ins to Alpha through Delta, call KO4JKV.
For JKV. Duncan, thanks for calling the net. Let the man on the mountain have his say. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening, Q, and all on the net.
Before JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome Gary, KI4DOS. He's our Wednesday net controller. And he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY. They're in Easley, South Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, Gary. All right, let's go ahead and open up to the entire alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. Call KO4JKB. I don't think we got everybody just yet, but we'll check in a little later. Let's go ahead and start the RAG-2 portion. This is KO4JKV now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin that RAG-2 portion I was just talking about with periodic stops between the RAG-2s for check-ins. So tonight we have KN4RJN. That's John in Brown Summit. Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, this is KN4RJN. What's going on in your world there, Duncan?
Relapse back into the warmer temperatures. It's been nice and dry, which I like. Haven't been able to get outside much, but it's been fun. And over the past 4 or 5 days, it was one day, just everything bottomed out. The bands were really bad, but the past few days have been really, really good. So that's it from my end. How are you doing?
This is KN4RJN. Oh, we're not doing too bad. Yeah, last week was kind of a mess. We had a Earth-directed coronal mass ejection, several X-class solar flares, and it was just a GMM magnetic storm watch on November 11th. On the 10th, we had an X1.2 with the CME. On the 14th, we had an X4 solar flare headed our direction. And on the 11th, again, an XF5.1. So, yeah, it was kind of a mess last week. But, in any event, for this week, for the next 3 days anyway, we've only got about a 15% chance of a mild to moderate radio blackout, and anything greater than that's only about a 1% chance. So the sun's kind of quieted down a little bit. Not too bad. By the way, showers this evening. November 17th for the Leonids. Now, it would have probably been better if you'd gotten up early this morning and taken a look, but this evening you might still be able to catch a few. It peaked at 1 o'clock this afternoon. It's got about 10 to 15 zenith hourly rate, and they're bright and they're kind of fast. But the one you want to get ready for is the Geminids coming up on December 14th. It will peak at 3 o'clock 0300 Eastern Time. It has a zenith hourly rate of 150. They are bright and of medium speed. The moon is not going to be in the way. It's a waning crescent and be close to Spica and Virgo, so it won't be too terribly bright to drown out some of the fainter ones. And best of all, the shower is predicted around 3 a.m. on the 14th, so, and around midnight for people on the West Coast. This means you can start observing a few hours after sunset on the 13th and then potentially see the number of shooting stars increase as the radiant rises higher and the shower reaches its peak. Be sure to dress warm. It will be a bit nippy, and hopefully we'll have clear skies. So that's what's going on in the sky for the current time. And if you go out tonight, right now, most of the south has clear skies all the way from Indiana down to Florida. That whole section of the country, you get up into New England, they got a little few clouds up there, and of course they got some out west. But you should have clear skies if you're within the sound of my voice. And go out, take a look. There's no moon to get in the way. You can see stars. You might catch a few of the shooting stars off the Leonids. But other than that, sir, I'll send it back to you.
Good, John. I got the big show would be the Geminids hitting December 14th. That does sound good. As long as there's no cloud cover, it should be a good show. And a question about, because I will have to head outside here in a little bit. I will look up. And maybe might be able to catch one of those Leonids. But for tonight, is there a particular direction I should be looking at?
This is KN4RJ. And if you can find Leo, which, hang on here just a minute. Let's see, it peaked. With the best time North American observed a few hours before dawn with the radiant high in the east, look towards the north and the south for the meteors. Now that was this morning before dawn, so I would be looking south and south and west, I believe. They can appear anywhere. It's just a question where the radiant is, and I don't have my star chart up to tell you where Leo is right now, but let me see if I can pull him without losing you. I'm going to hop off here for just a second and let you check for other check-ins and then come back to me.
That sounds good. We'll get back to John KN4RJN here in a second as he looks something up on his computer. This is KO4JKV, still taking check-ins all the way through the alphabet, Echo Link, or otherwise. Anybody who'd like to check in, call KO4JKV.
Net Control. And out, America, Japan 4, Echo November Bobby. I'm located in Lawrence right now, headed to Aurora. I'm leaving work and headed home.
Net Control. KQ4, Sierra India Delta. KQ4, SID. Name is Craig. I make my home in Greer. I'll be negative and negative.
Before JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome AJ4, Echo November. It's Bobby, mobile down there, heading from Lawrence over to Aura. Thanks for checking in tonight. And then via Echo Link, we'd like to welcome KQ4SID. That is Craig in Greer, South Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. I think we're caught up for now, so let's check in with our sky correspondent, John in Brown Summit, KN4RJN. Have you found out anything?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, Leo has already set, and in fact, he's come around and will be coming back up here in a while. Let me see here. Yeah, it's going to be a little while. Look towards the northeast. Northeast and the northwest, you might be able to catch a few from him. And let me get this out of the way so I can see what I'm doing here. Scoot you back over here. I'm working two screens, and I have to scoot things back and forth to see what I'm doing. But, yeah, the constellation Leo is below the horizon right now in the northeast. So I would look towards the northeast, north and east, just scan that whole section of sky, And you might be able to catch a few of them. Like I said, he peaked at 1 o'clock this afternoon. So, yeah, you might be able to catch a few. There's, you know, it's a 10 to 15 hourly rate, so you might be able to still catch a few. It will, but it will take, you're going to have to stay out there for a while to probably catch them. So dress warm, get your favorite hot beverage, and go out there. And the best thing is get a lawn chair, like a chase lounge, so you can lay down because you strain your neck trying to stand up and look at them. Or lay, if you got a place on the ground or on your deck, you can lay down, put down a blanket or whatever, and lay down and just look up. But you might be able to catch a few. Back to you, sir.
All right, that sounds good, John. I'll be out there here shortly, and I'll look up. I'm not going to spend too much time out there, but I'm playing the odds tonight, and I'm feeling lucky. I might see one this evening. So that sounds good. As always, anything else you got for us?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, Leo will rise somewhere in the vicinity of midnight. If you can stay up that late, you got a little better chance looking in that direction. But like I said, he peaked this afternoon, so yeah, there's probably a few still floating around if you get lucky. So, but yeah, I wouldn't spend a whole lot of time out there because I just checked and it's 43 degrees up here. I don't know what it is down there, but it's cold, so dress warm.
Yeah, that sounds good. And let's see, I was just trying to see what the temperature is here. Here in Nashville, it's 44, so yeah, it's getting a little chilly out here, so. But thanks again, John. I always look forward to your sky reports there. So we'll break with KN4RJN. We're still looking for check-ins. Doesn't matter if you're Echolink or you got a real radio in your hand. You want to check into the Blue Ridge 2M Internet, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
For JKV. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX, that's Patrick. My home in Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight.
Duncan, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and the net. No traffic and no table.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, one of our net controllers. Then we'd like to welcome KA4PQA. That is Stephen in Greenwood. Thanks, y'all, for checking in. And let's see. Earlier, like one of the first check-ins to Echolink, it was KR4CZI Walter in Anderson. And he said he's negative and negative, but also said he'd stick around for right shoe. I don't see him up on the Echolink, but maybe, Walter, did you switch to a real radio and you want to do some rag chew? KR4CZI, call KO4JKV. So let's see. Have I missed anybody for comments or check-ins? I just about have everybody. I'd like to mention that one of the announcements earlier this evening was from Ben, KO4ZEW, and he'd like everyone to know that tomorrow night, Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m., they're having a impromptu 10-meter net. It's just for everyone who has 10-meter access to jump on the radios and see if you can hear and talk to each other. Very informal, new, fun type of thing. Again, that is tomorrow night. I assume it's upstate South Carolina. I'll turn on the radio, see if I can hear something. But that is tomorrow, Tuesday, November 18th, 7:30 p.m. That's impromptu 10-meter net. The frequency that they're going to shoot for is 28.445, and if someone's on that frequency, just kind of search around that area, and hopefully you'll find everybody and make some contacts. Worth mentioning that that is a technician-friendly portion of the band, so if you're a technician and have a 10-meter radio, I assume they're going to do upper sideband on that. Turn your radio tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m. at 28.445. And also, let's see, you just have a shortwave radio that gets single sideband. Well, bust out your shortwave radio. Put it on single sideband and put it to 28.445. Again, that's 28.445. Call all the way through the alphabet if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call now. This is an honor and a privilege to be your net controller again on a Monday night. Let's see, tomorrow night your net controller will be Mark. His call sign is KQ4WHN, and he'd appreciate it if you check in with him, as we are here every night at 9 p.m. with a different net controller, so we'd like it if you'd become regulars and check in every night. All right. Thanks, everybody. Stand by for a MyNet report. 4JKV now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to its normal amateur use. 73 is a good night. This is KO4JKV clear.
4HKX and 4ZLK.
Yeah. Hey, Shane.
Good evening, Patrick. How did your day go?
About like I expected it to go.
Are you a fit for it?
To make it to that part of the stuff, so that's why I say it went about like I expected a government job to go.
There are four people standing around supervising while one person was doing all the work?
Went around. I was over in the shop because they were all in meetings Monday morning, and nobody could put me in the computer, so I couldn't do anything other than just sit there and wander around in the shop and get familiar with it.
I guess that makes sense. I'm glad you weren't surprised then.
I mean, I met a few of the students when I went to the cafeteria and ate lunch, and just wandered around, met the rest of the staff, but other than that, really didn't do a whole lot.
Be late today, so, or this afternoon. I just thought I'd check with you if you were still around and see how it went. That answers my question. Was it a good day, though?
Good day. And I was around this afternoon. Must have just missed me. I got off. I get off about 3:30, so I threw my call out on the way home and talked to a couple people after I got home, and then talked to Gary on the way home. So then I've been here this evening filling out computer forms and paperwork.
And I hope it doesn't turn into something that you have more work to do when you get home. Yeah, I heard some people talking. It might have been you. I just had my head down doing stuff. But I got my office put back together. Still got to put curtains on the windows and got all the radios set back up, I guess. All the important stuff. Beth's got her whatever she's putting back in here done. So now got to tackle the other finished and get that all straightened back out.
I'm sure you'll get it finished up and get it the way you want it here before long. And then you'll be back out in the workforce. And you'll be out here in this daily grind again.
Never run out of things to do, I won't have to go back.
Good thought. I mean, KO4HKX, I mean, could use that to your advantage.
I don't know if that'll work or not. I'll go back at some point, but I'm not in a big hurry at the moment. I'm keeping an eye out, but that's about it. Not looking too diligently.
How was that when this come up? And at first, I didn't know if it was going to work out at all, and I'm still not 100%, but we're going to give it a try and see how it goes.
I know you'll do well. I don't know if you'll do well at it.
You can just learn to deal with the bureaucracy, I guess, and all the stuff that just don't make sense to have to jump through this hoop and that hoop.
There's a lot of that. Well, good luck with it. All right, I'm going to let you go. I just wanted to give you a call, see how it went, and I think I'm going to shut the radio down and go to bed. I got up, my dog woke me up at 4:30 this morning, and I've been up ever since, so I'm ready to go to bed.
I've been up since 5:30. I actually got on the radio this morning with the morning crew again, so that was good. But good to hear you, Shane. Get you some rest, and I'll talk to you on down the log. Tell the family say hello. KO4H kicks. Clear.
10-4, is that LK clear?
KO4H KX, KC4EZN.
Go ahead, Harry.
If you can, tell me again what you're doing.
Have taken a job teaching automotive to the Sheet Job Corps boys and girls. It's part of the Pisgah National Forest Service up there for troubled youth, I guess is the best way to put it.
Okay, you're dealing with the federal government as opposed to the state government.
A contractor company that has hired me to work for the federal government, and then inside the federal government, I'm dealing with two portions of it, so I'm having fun.
Okay, yeah, you will, I think. So I spent 18 years working with a Bible study course with the minimum security prison up here, which they shut down right after we got finished building a chapel building for them. And a little bit familiar with what the state requires you to do, so I'm just curious which one you were working for.
Of the contract company's ACI, it's a healthcare company, and then the part of the government side of it's the USDA, but there's another part there, and I don't remember what it is right off the top of my head.
So you're, well, I was actually in a minimum security prison, which is, I think, different from your situation. So, yeah, I think you've got an opportunity to do a really good thing, or you're going to have to deal with young people, which is a challenge and a rewarding thing. I've worked for Boy Scouts for 40 years and put in 5 years as a scoutmaster with a troop. So I've seen a bunch of things, and in about 10 or 15 years, don't let that time scare you, stick with it, and you see those people out in the public, and they're being successful, and they recognize you, or stop and chat with you, or that's going to be your reward, Patrick.
And I get it, and that's the part I'm looking forward to, is trying to help some of these young men and women get their lives back together, because this is like a last stop before they head into the prison system.
Thing you can do to help keep that from happening, that was where I was at, was the people that were already in, and I won't say anything. It is what it is. I've got some friends who work with the Kairos Ministry, and of course they're going into maximum security up in, I think it's Spruce Pine. And, of course, we've got a medium security here in Asheville, and it just is what it is. So anything you can do to help those kids from getting in that system is going to be time extremely well spent. It just is what it is, and on the radio I'll stop talking.
I know what you're trying to say. It's just, for me, dealing with all the bureaucracy and the paperwork and stuff like that around it, but that's just part of it. I'll get used to it.
Yeah, it took me a while. There's things like remembering to leave your cell phone in the car. Again, you probably don't have to deal with that where you're at, but I did. And the other thing you had to remember is when you're working with the custody officers, they're human beings too. And when we went in, we didn't judge anybody. We didn't look at anything other than, they're human beings and, they have a problem and, we're here to try and help them. And as long as you approach it that way, and again, your job is teaching a skill, which, that'll be your mainstream. You probably won't have to deal with some of the other problems that you'll have. But, this might be a good thing for you, Patrick. Don't get discouraged too quickly. I told the guys when I went that there were a lot of times when I drove out there, I didn't want to go. But after sitting with them for an hour and a half and doing what we did and chatting with them and talking with them and, them treating you like you're a human being, too. I flew home carrying my vehicle on my back. It was extremely rewarding. And with that, Patrick, I'll let you go. I'll be curious from time to time to see how that turns out. But I think you're doing a good thing. It's Casey for Easy and Clear.
Thanks for the encouragement. And I enjoy teaching young people, so just never done it in a classroom setting and on this scale. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes, and I'm going to give it my best. Just dealing with all the exterior stuff is what drags me down. It isn't helping the boys or trying to encourage them. Good evening, and I'll talk to you on down the log. KO4HK.
Take care, Patrick. KC4EZN.